USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and two others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman who took 21 lives was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Bank of America said Monday that its second quarter profits declined 32%. The second largest U.S. bank earned $6.2 billion, down from $9.2 billion a year earlier. Swimming in an Iowa lake may be hazardous to your health.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Started last Saturday, if you or someone you know is contemplating suicide or having a mental health crisis, you can dial just three numbers, 988, to get help. Callers will be connected to a trained counselor at a local call center and ultimately routed to potentially life-saving support services. The three-digit code for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline replaces the 10-digit number that was formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Ukrainian President Zelensky fired two senior members of his administration, including the head of the Security Service of Ukraine. Zelensky said on Sunday that corruption was pouring through the ranks of his government and law enforcement officers suspected of treason and other nefarious activities. Former CIA Director David Petraeus on Fox News updates the Ukrainian war effort.
60 days or so ago, Russia had lost the battles of Kyiv, Chernihiv, and Sumy in the north. It had refocused its forces on the east and south. And since then, it has ground out in a grinding offensive with enormous use of artillery, rockets, missiles, indirect fire of all types. It's ground out tactical gains. It is ultimately seized all of one of the oblasts that it focused on, Luhansk Oblast province, and now it is refocusing its efforts to seize the rest of Donetsk Oblast or province.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.